Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. It reads, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Jesus has made it clear that living the Beatitudes will lead to persecution. That's the verses that come before this one. And that persecution will come because people will notice it when we live differently to the rest of the world. The character issues in the Beatitudes lead to disciples being salt and light, in the next verse, in this world. Developing the right character leads to influence. So why does Jesus use salt as his illustration of influence? Rabbis in his day used salt as a symbol for wisdom. The phrase "loses its saltiness" in verse 13 can also be translated "becomes foolish." If the salt becomes foolish, how can it be made salty again? Salt is both a preservative and a flavor enhancer. It was also added to Jewish sacrifices. Jesus seems to be saying that the world is putrefying, and unless his disciples act, it will decay even further. The world cannot stop itself from going bad, but disciples can make a difference. Of course, salt can be adulterated, and if so, it would be thrown into the street, the effective rubbish dump of the ancient Near East. What a tragedy, from being society's saviour to supplying materials for footpaths. Well, we can avoid that. You see, salt cleanses wounds. That's another one of its functions. Part of our responsibility is to help people who are hurt. But part of the influence that we're meant to have is not only to help the people, but to influence the institutions that created that hurt in the first place. And this might cause offence. We must be willing to be an irritant to the world by being courageous and outspoken in condemning evil. Jesus did not say, "You are the honey of the world." On a more positive side of salt, it's also a flavour enhancer. As a writer called Green says, there should be a flavour of Christ-likeness, a sparkle of joy and unselfishness about them, as in Jesus' disciples, that is immensely attractive. Yes, that's right. Salt is essential to life, but it can have its necessary effect on its environment only if it is both distinctive from it and yet fully involved in it. And here is the challenge for Christians: to be fully involved in this world and yet to be distinctive. Salt is a good metaphor. What Jesus is saying is amazing here. He has the vision to see that a few Palestinian peasants could influence the world. This metaphor and the one in the following verses emphasize that there are two worlds in this world: the community of the spirit and the community of the flesh. The world and the kingdom, they're like chalk and cheese. We have a significant responsibility, and that is that we can make all the difference. The world "you" at the start of the sentence about salt is not just that way in English, but in the Greek. It's as if Jesus is saying, "You and only you are the salt of the earth." If we realize we are the salt of the world, then we know we are powerful, if not by the methods of the world, yet more powerful than any force in the world. It brings to mind the statement of Paul in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Indeed, we are the salt of the earth." Next time we'll look at the second metaphor, that of light. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.